USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The Christmas morning explosion in Nashville wounded at least three people. Police responding to a call of gunshots called for hazmat crews and started evacuating buildings. Moments later, a vehicle exploded, shattering windows and damaging property in the downtown area. Authorities say it appears to be an intentional act.
As also responded, they encountered an RV that had a recording saying that a potential bomb would detonate within 15 minutes.
That's Nashville Police Chief John Drake. The FBI and ATF are investigating. This woman tells News Channel 5 she heard the gunshots and that message.
The whole front of our building is blown up. If that person had just detonated that bomb with no warning and no gunshots, we would have been either very seriously injured or killed.
Authorities said they are not aware of any other imminent danger to the city. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.